Hey, so I hurt my hand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through the college football slate for Saturday, October 2nd. Hopefully, in just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you what I think of each game, pick a winner, and pretty much everything that you usually find on the website. So let's start with big news Saturday, noon on Fox. We got Michigan going to Madison, Wisconsin to play the Badgers. I kind of like the way the Wolverines have been playing for most of this season. I don't really anticipate any big problems here with Wisconsin, which seems to be having issues on offense. Next up, we've got Texas visiting Texas Christian University on ABC. That one, the Longhorns do look a little bit better this year, at the risk of being tracked down and stoned by Longhorn fans. TCU just still doesn't seem to know what they're doing, and they lost the battle for the Iron Skillet last week to SMU, so I will take the Horns. Finally, our most wompin matchup of the week. We've got the hot Arkansas Razorbacks visiting, well, probably one of the two best teams in college football this year, as loath as I am to admit it, playing the Georgia Bulldogs on ESPN. This one's tough for me. I really want the Razorbacks to win, but if there's any defense that can match up with the strength of the Arkansas offensive line and maybe stomp the wampin, it's probably going to be Georgia. Then we have a rivalry game. We've got Duke at North Carolina on ESPN2. I don't know why you would watch this. Duke in another basketball. In another game that would probably be better as a basketball game last weekend, stomped a very, very bad Kansas Jayhawks team. North Carolina, definitely not as good as everyone thought they would be this year, but I don't think they're going to have any trouble with the Blue Devils. Finally, let's see, on ESPNU, we've got Memphis at Temple. Memphis lost a tough game to Coastal Carolina the other week. I'm not really sure what Temple's been up to this year, but I will take the Tigers. On SEC Network, we've got Tennessee at Mizzou. Mizzou took a lot their first loss of the season last weekend in Chestnut Hill. I'm sure their coach was thrilled to make a trip to the Northeast that he obviously didn't want to make and then lose. The Vols, I'm not really sure what to make of either of these teams. This will be one of the stiffer tests Mizzou has faced so far this year, and the same goes for the Vols. I'll take Mizzou at home. We've got a pair of Big Ten Network matchups. We've got Minnesota at Purdue. Minnesota suffered a bad loss the other weekend. Purdue just doesn't look very good either. I'm not sure I'd really recommend watching this game. I'll take the Boilermakers at home. Also on the Big Ten Network, depending on where you live, I suppose, we've got Charlotte at Illinois. Charlotte is definitely supposed to be an upcoming Sun Belt team. And Illinois is neither of those things, including the up and coming part. But nonetheless, the Illini should be able to handle this one in Urbana-Champaign. On CBS Sports Network, we've got the Western Michigan Broncos at Buffalo for some Saturday action. I will take Buffalo on that one. On ACC Network, we've got Pitt going to Georgia Tech. So Georgia Tech won last week, won big after Jeff Sims came in the game and Tech scored on almost all their remaining offensive possessions and wound up blowing out the Tar Heels 45-22. It's definitely been a very much up and down season so far. I was definitely ready to jump ship after the loss to Northern Illinois in week one. And frankly, the keeping Clemson close doesn't really look all that impressive since the Clemson offense also couldn't really do much against NC State and lost. So it's hard to say where we are, but it's maybe trending in the right direction now. Hard to say. Next up, we've got several streaming or online-only things that are not likely on a television near you. We've got Toledo at UMass. I'll take the Rockets. Let's see what else is FC or FBS. We'll have to go to 12:30 Eastern for Louisville at Wake Forest. That's going to be Wake all the way. Let's see, ESPN3, no FCS or no FBS rather, all FBS, all FCS. Let's see, go to 1:30. Well, you can play watch Harvard and Holy Cross if you really want on ESPN Plus. At 2 p.m., we've got a Pac-12 kickoff, USC at Colorado. Southern Cal looks bad, but so do the Buffs. The fact that I even have to think about this one is probably explains why Clay Helton finally got fired. Just on talent, on paper, it should be USC easy, but that is true of pretty much every game USC has played this season. So, yeah, I'll take the Buffs. Also, on ESPN Plus, Appalachian State, Georgia State. That one could be fun. App State, still good. Georgia State looks like the better of the lower-tier FBS teams in the state of Georgia this year, with Southern just firing their coach. So that one could be one to crank up the old streaming machine for. I will probably take the Mountain. I'll probably take App State, though. Let's see. So skipping ahead to our next FBS game. We've got Cincinnati at Notre Dame at 2:30 on NBC. This one might well be the game of the day. Cincy, the Bearcats, of course, are one of the American darlings and soon-to-be Pac-12 member. Luke Fickell's club likes to play a lot of defense, and Notre Dame definitely still seems like they might be kind of figuring out some things offensively. I mean, this is still a pretty good Notre Dame team, but man, this one just—it feels like it will mean a lot more to the Bearcats. You know, they're especially given that their goal is likely not just a New Year's Six berth, but a playoff berth. So, I think I've talked myself into the Bearcats. Over on streaming, you've got Louisiana Monroe at Coastal Carolina. Monroe's terrible, so that likely won't be a lot of fun. Eastern Michigan at Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois should finally beat another team other than Georgia Tech. Then we're going to skip ahead to 3:30. So we get the start of the afternoon block. We're going to start with Oklahoma at K-State on Fox. K-State suffered a bad loss to Oklahoma State last weekend. Oklahoma, you know, well, they're still undefeated, and they've got Texas coming up, but nonetheless, it's hard to see how they can mess around too bad against this K-State team and take the loss. You got Oregon at Stanford on ABC, probably a slightly better Pac-12 matchup than was originally anticipated. I don't think Stanford's especially good. Oregon has beaten Ohio State, but sometimes looks shaky against lesser competition. If they can get up to this one down on the farm, then the Ducks should have no trouble. Finally, the maybe most fun game of the day will be Ole Miss at Alabama on CBS. If there's anything that Lane Kiffin loves doing, it is pissing off Nick Saban. This has been evident in the past couple of contests between Ole Miss and Alabama since Kiffin took over in Oxford. This Ole Miss team is still one of the most potent offensive teams in the SEC, especially through the air. I think even if you watch that Manning show on ESPN2 during Monday Night Football, they had Nick Saban on the other night, and the first thing Eli asks is basically, do you have anything for basically describes Ole Miss's offense? You know. So, yeah, this one could be good. It is in Tuscaloosa. And of course, you have to kind of pick Bama until further notice, unless they actually lose to someone or otherwise don't look like the best team in the country. So, and that's kind of what happened last year or the year before, where it was competitive for about 3.5 quarters, and then finally Alabama remembered their Alabama and got a multi-score lead. Nonetheless, expect plenty of antics, expect a lot of deep balls. This one could be fun. On ESPN2, we've got Texas Tech at West Virginia. I don't have an opinion about that one. Go Niers. Nevada at Boise State on FS1. I don't have a read on this Nevada team yet. I've been able to watch them. Boise still seems mostly like Boise, although I'm not sure they've actually faced enough stiff competition at this point. Again, I'll take the Broncos until further notice. Troy at South Carolina on SEC Network. That could be a upset alert. The Gamecocks are not good this year. I think the only thing that the only part where I hesitate is I don't really have any reason to think Troy is especially good this year, so I'll probably still go with the Gamecocks there. We've got Ohio State at Rutgers on the Big Ten Network. I think this is a better Rutgers. Michigan didn't blow their doors off last weekend. I think the Buckeyes are going to work out some frustrations in that one. Central Florida at Navy. This unfortunately is not a fun. Navy team, Central Florida figures to win easily. Syracuse at Florida State on the ACC network. Syracuse did us all a favor by beating Liberty last weekend, and I suspect they will continue the misery in Tallahassee. We have one of my favorite other Sunshine State rivalries. Well, I don't really have a strong opinion about it, but it's Florida International at Florida Atlantic University on Stadium. Yeah, I have no idea which one of them is good this year. Usually FAU is terrible, so I'll pick FIU. Ohio at Akron. So on ESPN3 for some Saturday action. Further action, Bowling Green at Kent State on ESPN Plus, Central Michigan at Miami of Ohio on ESPN Plus, and then some American action, Tulane at East Carolina on ESPN Plus. East Carolina is still terrible, so the Green Bay figure to get a win there. Skipping ahead to 4 p.m. on ESPNU, you got South Florida at Southern Methodist. So SMU beat TCU last weekend, as I said earlier, in the battle for the Iron Skillet. And South Florida is terrible. So, yeah, ponies. On ESPN Plus, you got Arkansas State at Georgia Southern. Yeah, the Red Wolves figure to have an easy time with that one. Then on... Ed, come on, where's some FBS? Washington State at Cal at 5:30 p.m. on the Pac-12 network. Yeah, Washington State might not score 10 points in this game. Yeah, Nick Rolovich should be fired for that and several other reasons. In fairness, though, Cal's defense is really good. But yeah, I'll take the Bears. 6 p.m., Florida at Kentucky on ESPN. So, yeah, the win streak is over, but, yeah, Florida's still a much better team. Kentucky doesn't seem to be especially plucky this year. Going into Lexington doesn't figure to be a problem for them. Also at 6 p.m. on ACC and X Network Extra. We got Louisiana Tech at North Carolina State. North Carolina State, hopefully they don't have a hangover from beating Clemson last weekend. Otherwise, they should have no problem with the Bulldogs. On ESPN Plus, you have Nevada, Las Vegas at Texas, San Antonio. Meep, meep. At 6:30 p.m. on FS2, Air Force at New Mexico. New Mexico is bad, so Air Force. At 7 p.m., Baylor at Oklahoma State. Oh, I'm sorry. Also at 6:30, Southern Miss at Rice on ESPN3. At 7 p.m. on ESPN2, Baylor at Oklahoma State. So Oklahoma State beat K-State last week, but Baylor actually looks kind of good again. So, yeah, probably the Bears can get a road win in the Pac-12. And more Pac-12 action at 7 p.m. We got Kansas at Iowa State. The Cyclones should have zero trouble with that one. On the SEC Network, we have Mississippi State at Texas A&M. So Texas A&M got whomped last weekend, but Miss State... not looking so hot right now in year two or three of Mike Leach. The Aggies should be able to get back on the beam with that one. On CBS Sports Network, you have Liberty at Alabama Birmingham. Go Blazers. 7 p.m. also on Stadium, Marshall at Middle Tennessee. Marshall looks pretty good this year. I like the herd. Let's see. FBS 7:30 p.m. Your ABC primetime game is Indiana at Pennsylvania State. Well, the dream of 9 with Indiana is likely dead. Penn State looks pretty good this year. Indiana struggled against lesser competition, and then having to go into Happy Valley at night does not figure to bode well for them. Then we have the Sickos game of the week, UConn at Vanderbilt. Vandy's terrible, but they're not that terrible because UConn is the terriblest. The Commodores should be able to get a win here. We got another split of Big Ten games. We have Western Kentucky at Michigan State. Sparty should have no problem with the Hilltoppers. And then Northwestern at Nebraska, happy Scott Frost Day. And maybe a possibly win here. Nebraska's looked a little bit better. Martinez looked a little bit better. There's absolutely nothing special about Northwestern this year. Boston College at Clemson on the ACC Network, also at 7:30 p.m. What to make of this? So Boston College is undefeated. Clemson is not. They've lost twice. The main question is just how good BC is. No one knows yet. They beat Mizzou, but no one really knows how good Mizzou is. And you just gotta think that Clemson will figure out on offense at some point. Like, they can't be this bad, can they? Yeah, I'm just still going to pick the Tigers. Your streaming options at the 8 p.m. time slot. You can the Rage and Cajuns rage into Mobile. They play South Alabama on ESPN Plus. At 9 p.m. 8 p.m. Central, because yeah, Auburn at Louisiana State. Tigers. In a night game in Baton Rouge. So yeah. That doesn't figure to bode well for Auburn. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say that it's going to bode really badly for them. On Pac-12 Network, also at 9 p.m., we have Washington at Oregon State. Oregon State looks better. Washington may have maybe figured out something on offense last weekend. TBD, but yeah, I think I'm probably going to go with the Huskies. Your streaming option at 9 p.m. is going to be Old Dominion at Texas El Paso. On ESPN Plus, at 10 p.m. on ESPN Plus, Idaho goes to UC Davis. I don't know why I said that's an FCS game, but I keep forgetting Idaho's not in FBS anymore. 10:30, Montana, Eastern Washington on ESPN 2. Yeah, you got some FCS on a blood red field for your late night viewing pleasure. That one could actually be kind of fun. Both these teams are usually pretty good up in the Big Sky. Well, you know, it's probably going to be more entertaining than watching Washington or Washington State. Also at 10:30 on FS1, Arizona State at UCLA. UCLA might not be as good as they might have looked early in the season, but they should still beat Arizona State. Streaming on the Mountain West Network, NBC Sports, or here, if you live here, NBC Sports Bay Area at 10:30 p.m. We have New Mexico State visiting San Jose State. Yeah, San Jose State should have no problems with that one. Then finally at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Hawaii time. Fresno State at Hawaii on Fresno Sports Network. CBS Sports Network. Fresno should definitely have no problems with that one, but hopefully they enjoy the trip. So, yeah, that's your Saturday slate. I hope you enjoyed this format. I kept it under 20 minutes, although I have no idea who would ever possibly listen to this anyway. I still might not use it. We'll see. If my cam feels better today or tomorrow, then I'll probably still type everything up. But you know, that's definitely off the cuff, stream of consciousness, and very little research. As usual, all times Eastern, all predictions wrong. I've been Ace in Person. See you next week.